Our community connection on the way next on 1400 K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll welcome in the Osage Hills National Wild Turkey Federation representative when we get going here in just 1 minute.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Also on AM 1400 K1, again, as I mentioned, Osage Hills has their National Wild Turkey Federation event coming up in about a week. Tyler Deaton's in to help me out with this one this morning. And first of all, thanks for coming in. National Wild Turkey Federation, I know locally, has been very active for quite a few years. And you tell me before we went on the air, and membership is up. That's a good thing.
Yes, membership has gone up over the past few years, and We hope that it continues to rise in 2018.
Goals of the organization, for those that are uninformed, they may know your name and Wild Turkeys figure in there somehow. And I know it's an organization for the family, getting the kids involved. But back me up a step or two as if I had never been to one of your events before.
Okay. Well, our two main goals for the National Wild Turkey Federation is to save the habitat and save the hunt. And we can do both of these various ways. An example on the Save the Habitat side, every year the state board allocates money to the different wildlife management areas across the state of Oklahoma. And for 2018, we are putting back almost $103,000 across the state.
That's not chump change.
No. It's quite a bit of money. But we are doing habitat projects. We are doing maintenance as well as creating new habitat. Another example right here in our backyard, 2 years ago in Osage County, we teamed up with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife and purchased 1,400 acres to be used for public hunting access.
That in itself is major, because I think there are folks who, maybe not the avid hunter, but want to go out once or twice a year or at least every other year and spend a little time doing something that has been done by mankind forever.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of us are blessed to either own our own land or have a place to hunt.
If you're going on somebody else's land, ask first, please.
Yes. Make sure you have permission. On the Save the Hunt side, statistics have shown that hunting, the numbers have gone down, both nationally and now it looks like Oklahoma's numbers are starting to drop. And so we want to take first-time hunters out, whether it's kids or adults, and not only take them hunting, but teach them how to hunt. Show them the signs of where, you know, birds or the deer are, and try to teach them how to hunt. There's a lot of first generation hunters out there that aren't really sure you know, what to do, what steps to take, and so we have programs set up to be able to do that. We also have a Whelan Sportsman program, and that is anyone that is in a wheelchair. We have a wheelchair with tracks on it instead of wheels.
Okay.
Or instead of, you know, the tires, the tracks. And so that thing can go anywhere. And it's free to use. We just have to get those people's information and get it set up, coordinate a hunt, and we can take them out and hopefully have a successful hunt.
That would be, really, I think, a major step forward, because anytime you become physically limited in any way, there are certain things that you kind of resign yourself to saying, well, I guess I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's neat. It's just one more way for someone to overcome something that otherwise would be a limitation for them.
Yep.
That's great. But you're also out there teaching safety. You do all the things that, again, historically we learned from Dad, from Granddad, from Uncle Smith, Uncle Joe, whoever it might have been, that was passed along through family tradition. But as we become more urban, those family traditions are less likely.
Yeah, absolutely. And at our banquet, on March 9th, so a week from tonight, we will have our inflatable BB gun range for the kids to come in and shoot and learn about safety. Our local game warden, Joe Alexander, said that if he can make it, he's going to make it, and he's going to do a safety thing for the kids. Mm-hmm. And talk about why we wear orange during deer season and just all about gun safety. And then our local biologist will be there as well to answer any questions that people have for the public land hunts and stuff like that.
You probably don't have a habitat that you support in every county, but no matter where you are in the state, there's one that you support that's nearby.
Yes. Yeah, we have the Copan public land, Hula. There's multiple ones in Osage. So there's a lot that are right here that people can get to, and you're not going to have to drive all day, to Western Oklahoma. So
yeah, well, I might enjoy the ride going out because I'm looking forward to something. That ride home, if I was not particularly successful, it gets real long.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those ride backs before. So
well, yeah, but you are a local nonprofit. You are out here with an event, mm-hmm. and while it is fun and it's going to be a good meal and get some experience for the kids, it's also a fundraiser.
Yes. Yeah. The money that we raise, like I said earlier, with the money that goes back into the public hunting lands, the money that we raise, we keep a portion of it and use it here locally. We are able to give a scholarship out to a senior here in the area. They don't have to be in Bartlesville. They could be Dewey, Copan, Caney Valley, that area. We also did a hunter's care program. This year we were able to feed, I believe, 15 families in need over the holidays. We provided a Thanksgiving meal, and we're going to have a lot of youth events, mm-hmm. throughout the year, because I talked about how the numbers are going down for the hunting. We want to get the kids outside, and not just hunting. We're going to go fishing. We're going to, teach them how to build a fire for a campfire, pitch a tent, all those things that, you grow up doing. Sometimes the kids in this generation don't have that, and so we're gonna show them how to do those things and hope to create hunters
and be able to do it in real life, not on an Xbox. So.
Right. Exactly.
We are again talking with Tyler Deaton, and we're talking about the Osage Hills National Wild Turkey Federation event coming up about a week from now. We'll let you know how you can get tickets and preview that event when we continue on K1 in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our time this morning on A Community Connection, again talking with Tyler Deaton. He is chapter president for the Osage Hills National Wild Turkey Federation chapter, and you've got an event coming up next weekend, right?
March 9th, yes, week from today.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey, Oklahoma. The doors open at 6, and dinner will be at 7. Shorty's Grill is catering, and so we're going to have brisket, chicken, all the sides you want, dessert. It's going to be a great time.
And I think it's going to be a great meal, but I have to say with a smile, what do you mean, you're not having turkey?
No turkey. We're sticking to brisket. So
it'll be great.
Yes.
No problem at all. We just had to grin a little bit. But that means that it's an opportunity for people to get together and renew some acquaintances, maybe share here's what I did story.
Yeah.
And by the same token, get reconnected with what the organization is all about.
Absolutely. We have a great committee. We've got about a dozen committee members right now, but we we're ready to grow. And if people are interested in and joining in and being part of the committee, they're more than welcome to. The banquet, we will have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. We're going to be raffling off a bunch of different guns, knives, outdoor hunting equipment. We will have our inflatable BB gun range, like I said, for the kids. And we actually had 25 BB guns donated by Atwoods to give away to kids, to the first 25. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's for the whole family. We have a youth turkey hunt that was donated by the guys from Chasing the Dream TV.
I think that's going to be impressive. Tell me about that one.
Absolutely. So Bobby Glenn from Chasing the Dream TV contacted me and said, hey, we want to do a turkey hunt for mm-hmm. you guys. We want to set it up. You guys can raffle it off or auction it off however you want. They're going to take the kid out, the kid and the parents or whoever wants to go with them, and they are going to film it, and they'll air it on their TV show. So it'll be pretty neat to be able to see that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and for the participants then to, and it probably take a few weeks, it's not going to be live, it'll be produced. So
right.
They can go home, tell their friends all about it, and say, tune in to this channel at this time, I'm on TV.
Right, absolutely. A few of the other things that we've got going on, the Guy You Know Taxidermy, a local taxidermist here, donated a full turkey mount. So, Charlie, let's say you go out and you have a successful hunt and you say, hey, this is a beautiful bird, I want to get it mounted. Mm-hmm. Now you have a chance to do that. Let's see. What else do we have?
And by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You don't want me being the taxidermist. Daniel with the Guy You Know Taxidermy does a great job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A few of our sponsors, we couldn't be successful without our sponsors, and we're very thankful for them. Janet Vermillion from the Vermillion Group, Caldwell Banker Select. Mm-hmm. She's
very,
a local,
very active in the community, but an excellent realtor in the process.
Yes, yeah. She sells a lot of land, and so, you know, with land comes hunting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Patriot GMC, this is their second year to be one of our sponsors. Truck Traits, the people with Defiant Arms will be there as well. They are going to do all of our gun transfers. So if someone wins a gun there, they will go to them. They'll do their background check right then and there and make sure that everything's cleared so they can go home with their gun that night. They're not going to have to wait, you know, a long time to get it. I mentioned Chasing the Dream TV. They're putting on the youth turkey hunt. Some of the donations that are coming in, we have a ladies only, I forgot to mention this, we have a ladies only table full of items from the Vintage Loft, the Market in Dewey, Downtown Rays, Fusion Massage, all of those things. We have a lady, Amanda Carpenter from Stella and Dot, mm-hmm. that donated some things. We'll have Rustic Cuff bracelets for the ladies to win. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Another sponsor, Osborne Heating and Air, said that they wanna help us out. They're big time hunters and they understand the importance of passing those traditions along to the next generation.
Well, I think you've got some neat businesses there that will give everybody something that they will say, yeah, I want to take one of those home.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's an opportunity, membership in the organization. And if you're just a hunter, you want to find out more about going after, if you've always been, I don't care, a duck hunter, and you want to find out more about wild turkey, you guys are the opportunity here for them to go and really see what's going on.
Absolutely. We have a Facebook page, the Osage Hills NWTF, which stands for the National Wild Turkey Federation. We have our tickets on there. You can buy online through a secure site. That way you don't have to wait in line at the door. You can just walk in and say, I'm here. You can start playing your games and winning prizes and stuff like that. If for some reason you don't want to buy online, you can contact me directly. My phone number is 918-261-2556. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, and get you some tickets. That way you guys can come out and bring the whole family. and have some fun.
And just because we didn't really touch on it, I wanted to just round out the picture a little bit. Yes, you know, you were talking about your two major aims, but you're also there for just overall hunter safety. And
absolutely.
So, since we mentioned the firearms, and you do have an organization that's coming in, and I'll say not only doing it legal, but doing it ethically. I think that's something we need to make sure the public understands.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's the people at Defiant Arms are gonna have their computers there, and they go through the background check. And if for some reason there's a delay, a delay gets posted on it, those people will have to wait to get their guns until it clears. But
that's just current law. That's not a response to some recent political anything.
Absolutely nothing political. That's just the way that we have to do it, and we want to make sure that we do it right.
Absolutely. Wouldn't ask you to do anything else. Get your tickets for the event. It's all going up next weekend at the Washington County Fairgrounds. It's the Osage Hills National Wild Turkey Federation event. And if you haven't been to one, they are fun. They are enjoyable, and you get a good meal in the process.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it.
Tyler Deaton with us this morning on 1400 K1. We've got more on the way. We'll check news from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in 60 seconds on 1400 K1. How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just